Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records.
Finally, the sun is up and DJ Caney is in the house. Good to see you here.
It's a pleasure. Thanks. Yeah, you're right. I'm normally not up this early.
Good to have you with us here to talk about this week's standard, So What? That's what you named your show.
Indeed. So What is one of the first jazz tunes that really stuck out for me as a young man listening to jazz. That one just, it caught my ear in a big way, and it's always been a favorite.
Let's describe So What, the show. You drop some great music.
All right, well, So What, the radio show, which is, again, here Friday nights, midnight to 3, it started out as a club night originally, and it's the type of thing where we were listening to hip-hop and soul and house music and Latin music that was all fused with jazz, and this brought about what is known as acid jazz in the UK. And we were feeling that vibe. That's me and my partner at the time, Darren Choice. We were really feeling that vibe. And we thought, well, we can do something like that here. So, you know, let's make it happen. And so that's what we decided to do. And we were looking for a title. And Miles is always, like I said, you know, that song has been a favorite. And since it's sort of modal jazz and it's, you know, it moves in a different direction instead of using chord progressions, you know, it's the type of thing of being different, and that's what how we saw ourselves, and so that's how the name came about.
Yeah. And this had to be probably close to 20 years ago when us three grabbed Herbie Hancock's song Cantaloupe.
Yes.
It became a club hit.
Yes, it
did. You're tracking that whole movement, though.
Exactly. That was during the beginning of the So What movement here in Denver, Colorado. So,
what parts are they grabbing to dance to now?
I would still say it's similar. I mean, there a lot of jazz tunes are not necessarily being used today. I mean, the jazz vibe, the idea of what jazz is still exists within the music that we listen to, just by being different and beating your own drum and moving in your own direction.
And when they go to wherever he is playing, they seem to go to see whether he is going to tend to business.
Eddie Jefferson lyrical one is definitely a favorite of mine because it was just nice to hear lyrics put to So What. So that's always stood out for me. Another one is from a group called Astor, and they basically did an 8-bit tribute to Kind of Blue. The project is called Kind of Bloop, just because of the, you know, the 8-bit Casio type sound.
Okay.
Obviously, the music scene has changed since the beginning of what was known as acid jazz. Acid jazz is sort of an umbrella, you know, a potpourri of different sounds underneath it. And it's transitioning into a lot of other different genres now. So although we still use the phrase acid jazz sometimes, we sort of use new jazz now, N-U jazz, along with neo soul and a variety of other types of genres of music now.
There are just some fabulous singers that we're enjoying now. I'm thinking about Gregory Porter, Jose James.
Yeah, Greta Parlato is another favorite of ours. She's worked with a variety of different producers like DJ Center to sort of fuse that jazz and soulful, you know, hip vibe into her music, although she is a true jazz vocalist.
Yeah, I know because I'm on your Facebook page, the club still exists. Mm-hmm. And you all throw down your DJing in a club setting.
Yes, we do. And that happens every third Saturday at Beauty Bar with myself, DJ Styles, and DJ Low Key. and our lovely hostess, Missy Deirdre, as that's our crew.
And where's the Beauty Bar?
Beauty Bar is on 13th between Washington and Pearl Street.
The name So What stays alive on KUVO because you're there every week. We appreciate that. And thanks for keeping it hip and keeping it relevant because jazz has to move forward.
That it does. And I'm happy that there are plenty of people who still love and champion the music.
Yeah. DJ Kaney, thank you.
Big up.